Welcome to the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility, an ongoing inquiry into the origins and evolution of American government. The executive director of the Virtual Center is Dr. Bill O'Brien. He's also the host of this discussion. And here he is, Dr. Bill O'Brien.
Thank you, Agnes, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility. Today is Monday. It is the 27th day of March, I believe. I stopped getting the local paper, so I lost the date. This is the first time today that what the date might be has been an issue for me, but I think today is the 27th. It's the first of our programs this week, and I welcome you to a new week of programming here at the Virtual Center. And thank you for your continued support of this program, and more important, for your continued support of the Head On Radio Network and the other programs that Bob Kincaid, Agnes, and the folks bring to you on a regular basis. I think that the one thing we've seen, and of course we saw it this week with the pros and cons, ups and downs of the healthcare issue, and we'll get into that a little bit in a moment, it's very clear, and I think after the program today, I think we're all going to appreciate a little bit more how clear it is that we really do need an alternative voice out there, that people need to have the kind of information they have to have in order to make intelligent decisions. That is the rationale behind the whole idea of a free press. And we've talked about this. We've talked about President Trump's attack on the media, referring to it as the opposition, and challenging the news that the administration doesn't like by calling it fake news, and Kellyanne Conway coming up with the idea of alternative facts and those kinds of things. So we are in a situation where a number of people, many people, are really confused about what the truth is, whether in fact there really is a truth,